Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shawnee. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question regarding some charges from your company.
May I please have your zip code?
78239.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Marisol, M-A-R-I-S-O-L. Last name, Garcia.
Thank you. I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
The address is 7802 Mesquite Farm, San Antonio, Texas.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I do see we're on November 11th. You placed the order to win that kitchen set.
All
where
right.
You only paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74.
Right, but I supposedly it was to be $2, and they will send it to you. But I maybe misread. I don't know. I did not read their reviews, not afterwards. And then I got two more charges of $67.32, one in November 15 and another one just a couple of days ago.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to explain your account to you. Okay, so on November 11th, you placed that order for that kitchen set where you paid for shipping and handling of $5.74. Upon placing that order, you was automatically placed inside of a trial where the terms and conditions states that you had around 2 days to call in and cancel before you were billed in full for that entry. So,
okay, but what is the 6732 for?
The 6732 is for the entry. It was the end of the trial charge and the new entry to win that kitchen set.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
It said that they were going to send it to you for $2. And that is false advertisement. And the reviews that I was reading at the beginning, it said, I didn't go all the way down, that people were receiving their mixer for $2.
Okay, so let me pull up the site. So when I go to the that site for that sweepstakes, it's basically a sweepstakes saying that excuse me. You had within 2 days of receiving that product, well, that KitchenAid, 2 days of not receiving it, you'll be billed in full, in that full amount, for a new entry.
Okay,
so
what
congratulations
on being. What site are you looking for?
Basically, the site that you signed up for that product on, trueproductsforless.com.
Nope, that's not where I found it at.
Well, this was the link that was attached to your account. So basically where you signed up at.
Right, but I never received an account number. It just asked for my information, and it said they were going to take $2, and that was it.
Yes, ma'am. So once you put your card in there for shipping and handling, it automatically created an account for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but like I said, I did not have an account. I did not even have no information, and I didn't read the charges really well, thinking it was Amazon, not until I got the second charge, and I called my bank to put a stop payments on those items, but they were able to find your number. So that's what I'm calling. I don't want any entries. I don't want nothing. I just want my money back. You guys are doing false advertisement online.
Yes, ma'am. So I can definitely go ahead and cancel out this account for you so you won't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So please allow me a brief moment to do so, and I'll have that cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Sure.
Okay. Excuse me. I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 263-363-775.
Okay. What's the supposedly account number?
I'm sorry?
What is the account number?
Your account number?
Yes.
Okay, so your account number is 246 3854.
Okay. So what is going to happen to my money, and am I going to get reimbursed for it?
So I can I'm sorry. So due to these charges being valid and the terms and conditions being under there, I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge of $67.32.
But there are two charges of $67.32, and nothing, when I read the ad, nothing mentioned that I was going to be paying $67.32 every month. I mean, right now with the deals and everything, I haven't. I can get one of those mixers for under $200, way under $200. So it's not fair that I don't get my money back since I didn't receive any confirmation. I didn't receive nothing on mail, on text, nothing, only the charges.
Yes, ma'am. So allow me a brief moment to see what I can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so what I can do is, as a courtesy, I can offer you 50% of that $67.32.
Oh, that is ridiculous. So you guys want to keep the money? Yeah, just for nothing. There was no info, absolutely no info
I do apologize, but I have been trying to work with you. So as a courtesy, I offered you the 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm unable to. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're unable to do what?
Yes, ma'am. I'm really not supposed to refund, but I can, you know, refund as a courtesy to you.
Are you going to refund 50% on both charges? There are two charges of 6732.
Yes, ma'am. I can do that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And when am I going to expect to receive that?
So it's going to take about 3 to 5 business days for those mm-hmm. refunds to reach back to your account. Allow me a brief moment to do it, to issue out your refund.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so I did go ahead and refund you back 50% of both of those charges. On top of mm-hmm. that, your account has been completely canceled, so you shouldn't receive mm-hmm. any more reoccurring charges. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No. And how much are you going to refund?
So it's around $33.66 for each.
Okay. All right, and what is the complete name of your company?
So we are a third-party call center that handles many different products.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, no wonder you're there to take people's money. Oh, my God. No wonder. If you were able to refund 30% and then change your mind to do 50%, I mean, you are able to refund the whole amount. Because I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person that calls with this issue.
Well, due to the terms and conditions, I'm unable to do it.
Uh-huh. That's okay. But next time that I'm going to let you know that next time that I see these ads, it doesn't matter what company you are putting them for, I'm just going to write reviews saying that you guys are scams. Okay. That's how you guys get paid.
Well, I do understand, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can help you on today?
No, that's good.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
No problem.